Hello, sports fans. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast. With news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary, here he is, the one and only Jeff Duncan.
Welcome into the Friday, July 27th Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. Sad day for media folks and Idaho Vandal fans. Longtime Idaho Vandal broadcaster Bob Curtis passed away yesterday in Colfax at the age of 87. In 1958, the University of Idaho hired Curtis as its play-by-play announcer for football and basketball, and he remained in that position until his retirement in 2004. J.J. Winger struck out 7 over 6 innings as the Coeur d'Alene Loggers defeated the Prairie Cardinals 16-2 in the opening round of the Area A District A tournament on Thursday. Coeur d'Alene faces top-seeded Lewis and Clark today at 2 p.m. Yakima's Blake Perry scattered 4 hits over 8 innings and struck out 5 as Boise lost to the Yakima Bears last night 1-0 at Hawks Memorial Stadium. Boise hosts Tri-City tonight, first pitch at 7:15. In Idaho Falls, Sand Creek and Pinecrest will host the 40th annual Harmon Gold Pot Classic on Saturday and Sunday. This year's event will feature more than $2,000 in added money, and the winner of each flight is guaranteed $600 and a trophy. Idaho State University football ticket promotion will be an online promotion August 6th, where fans can purchase season tickets for only $50. The promotion is limited to the Idaho State football Facebook and Twitter pages, where fans can get their tickets. For more information on that, just contact Idaho State University. And this day in sports, 2009, after missing the last two NFL seasons due to a jail sentence stemming from dogfighting, Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Vick was conditionally reinstated by the NFL. This day in sports, 1984, Montreal's Pete Rose, yep, that's right, Pete Rose used to play for the Expos, he eclipsed Ty Cobb's career record for singles with his 3,503rd single against the Philadelphia Phillies. Sports birthdays today, born this day, 1905, Leo DeRocher, Baseball Hall of Famer, and A-Rod's birthday, he was born this day, 1975, possible future Hall of Famer, unless steroids kind of nip that one in the bud. Be sure to go to idahosports.com. We have the football schedule up. We have pretty much all the games there. Still a few more to add, but the August 24th season kickoff games are up there. We will be in 7 different locations bringing you kickoff action on August 24th. Also, the idahosports.com gridiron game picks are back this year. So far, Paul and I have picked our 25 games so far. Go to idahosports.com. The gridiron game picks are back up again this year. And also, you can vote in our poll question still. We'll Coeur d'Alene three-peat as the 5A champs this year. So far, more people say yes, they will three-peat. And, you know, they have their whole offensive line back this year, pretty much. So Coeur d'Alene is my pick to three-peat, actually, in the 5As this year. Go to idahosports.com for all your football action. Hope you enjoy the podcast today. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk with you Monday morning. The Idaho Sports Report is posted by 11 a.m. every weekday morning.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Come back Monday for another Idaho Sports Report podcast with Jeff Duncan right here on idahosports.com.